The mortal utensils, the ancient commandment of the Hebrews, love thy neighbor as thyself, is almost literally practiced on many occasions in villages, towns, and cities. In the East, where neighborly relations have existed for generations, most Easterners are a fussy people, and a wedding or a funeral is not deemed to have been duly solemnized unless a large number of friends, relations, neighbors, and acquaintances participate in it. On such occasions, kitchens are run on almost a community scale, and even a stranger asking for food at any odd hour may not go unrewarded. Every parent advises their young offspring to maintain good and intimate relations with the neighbors, as they share the responsibilities and the jubilations of occasions, like marriage celebrated on a mass scale, and even grief and sorrow. Think of the requirements of a kitchen catering to the needs of 500 people for 4 days. Besides the consumable articles, like fuel or edibles, like flour, rice, and oil, one needs lots of things, furniture, utensils, and whatnot. While there is no way out but to purchase the former, for the latter one can draw upon the cooperative agency of the neighbors built with goodwill, patience, and sacrifice for generations, and the neighbor feels proud if his voluntary offer of assistance, in any shape, is accepted. A clever man once hit upon a plan to defraud this cooperative agency. He had some wit about him and set to work boldly. He requested a few of his neighbors to let him have the use of their brassware utensils. The neighbors lent him a few of their utensils each. A couple of days later, the utensils were promptly returned, and whoever had lent him anything got a vessel, a brassware cup, a tumbler, or a dish besides by way of reward. "What is this?" asked the neighbors, pointing to the additional vessel. "Never mind, it is what your utensils have begotten," he said humorously. In Kashmiri, begotten is used in a metaphorical sense also, and means profit or interest. As the man seemed to be nonchalant and humorous, the interest that he paid was accepted with pleasure. The plan was given another trial with a different set of neighbors, and it was established that in the custody of this particular man it was profitable to lend their use of utensils, because they always begot something. After the interval of a few months, it became known that this good neighbor was again celebrating some festivities, but on a much larger scale. Before long, the need for kitchen pots and utensils arose, and the neighbors were only too eager to lend their use of what they owned. On the present occasion, all sections of the neighborhood had to do their bit, and the large number of kitchen pots and utensils indicated a festivity on a colossal scale. The neighbors were looking forward to the actual celebrations with great interest. The celebrations did not come off. The house, which was the cynosure of all eyes, was quiet as usual. "What is the matter?" discussed the good neighbors. "Why are the celebrations not coming off?" "Perhaps he is in financial troubles," said one. "He may be looking for a loan," said another. "Why, what are we meant for if we don't inquire and render whatever assistance we are capable of?" decided the third. The neighbors waited upon the gentleman. He was melancholy. "What bothers you?" "Good neighbor, that we may together not overcome." "Gentle neighbors," replied he, "my trouble affects you also, but with all your goodwill you cannot help me, or help yourselves. Why, what is this grave loss weighing upon your mind? Unburden your heart, for we can see that you need some relief." "My gentle friends, my good neighbors, the kitchen pots and utensils borrowed by me have all perished." "Perished? Why, this is a language we understand not. Please make yourself more intelligible." "Yes, they perished. They died, as any mortal would die, but that is astonishing. Whoever has heard of a brassware vessel perishing?" said one. "And I need my pots, samovars, and pans," said another in excitement. "And I, platters, bowls, and dishes," said a third. "But, gentle friends, it is useless. They are no more. How are we to believe it?" "Exactly as you believed in the past, that your vessels begot others." The party was dumbfounded. This was a cool and calculated plan, for which they had never bargained. The fellow made a fortune, and they had not the power to touch him.